This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Zach Venegas. He is the CEO of Helix, TCX Incorporated. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol HLIX. The mission of Helix TCS is to provide its clients with the operation environments that minimize risk and ensure the operation compliance and increase their profits. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Give my listeners a little background of yourself and how you got involved with the company and becoming the CEO.
Sure. So I come from a private equity background. Prior to being in private equity, I was a soldier in the Army. I'm a West Point graduate and infantry officer. And I was in working at J.P. Morgan, and I left there in 2003 to start my own private equity firm, and we were focused on emerging markets, really frontier markets, so places like Iraq, Afghanistan, Morocco, Romania, Ghana. And I stayed abroad for about 12 or 13 years, focusing on those sort of markets where you have, even beyond the emerging market, sort of profile, meaning you have lots of difficult to ascertain risk. You know, sort of Google due diligence won't allow you to make an investment in an intelligent way. Information is very tight, capital is scarce. So we did that fairly successfully for a number of years. We did on a risk-adjusted basis, we wound up generating enough capital for us to be able to do investments on our own without having to raise funds outside. And then we acted more as a merchant bank. And as different markets in the world heated up, we moved to those markets in order to take advantage of that. And when I was living in South Africa last, before I came back to the United States, and I came back just as the cannabis market started to come alive because of enabling legislation.
Absolutely.
And my partner and I felt that cannabis is exactly a frontier market, except it's geographically located in the United States, but it has all the same characteristics. So we like to say we had already seen that movie, and we felt that the best way to take advantage of the opportunity was to start our own firm, and then as investors, which we did, we privately funded our own start, and then we went from there and have continued to grow. And we just hit our one-year anniversary about 3 weeks ago, so it's been a relatively short period of time.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, speaking of frontier markets, how does your experience in frontier markets impact your approach to legal cannabis?
It informs it on almost every level. So from operations, meaning we have a different operating model than most of our competitors. We're much more information and data focused in terms of both internally and externally as the way we serve the client and the way we run our own ops. And what that means, that's directly from frontier markets in that you can't often rely on cultural norms or standard information systems when you're in emerging markets, because often they don't exist. And there's often barriers to understanding exactly what your workforce is thinking about and why they're doing what they're doing. So you take nothing for granted. And so we took that approach here, and that's turned out quite well because we're gathering a lot of data about the real behavior of both clients and employees in the market, given the fact there's a lot of uncertainty. So that's from an operational perspective, that informs us there. And then also we have a very strong focus on the replicability and developing replicable services and procedures, because every market really is different, but you have to have a basic system of management that allows you to move into other markets quickly without having to reinvent the wheel, despite having different legislation, even from county to county. And that's something that we practice a lot of in emerging markets, as you might imagine, in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan, where there were physically no laws, there were only norms, and then later on laws came, and then from those laws, regulations, you had to be able to adjust quickly off of your main thrust of business to accommodate that. And that's the same exact thing in cannabis.
You know, can we talk about your revenues for a second? The first quarter I think if I recall right, you did around $400,000. The next quarter, you did over $600,000. Where are those revenues coming from? Is that all national, domestic, or international too? Can you give us a little bit of a
Largely, sure, Everett. So that's largely state of Colorado. So that's I'm very proud to say that. That's mostly just from the state, largely from the Denver metro area. Now we've branched out into a larger geographic area. So I would say statewide, we just started operations in California, and we'll start to move into Washington here shortly as well. So that's largely state of Colorado.
My guest today is Zachary Vegnosa. He is the CEO of Helix TCX. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol HLIX. And July 28th, you guys did a press release stating you guys were doing an integrated partnership with BioTrack THC with your cannabis. Where are we at in the process of that?
Right. So we're integrating our data systems so that we can pull real-time inventory data from BioTrack and use it in cannabis's real-time wholesale market. So as you know, cannabis, which we acquired not too long, about 7 months ago, is the largest wholesale market in the cannabis space. And it's the oldest, it has the most users in terms of licensed entities. There's some markets where licensing an entity is not required for you to be a wholesale market participant, and we stay away from those markets because they will eventually become regulated. So that's to make sure that everyone's compliant and doing things the correct way. But what's critical is that you have to have the real-time inventory data so that you can vet whether or not what people are posting is real and allow them to affect real-time transactions. And that, so in many senses, the point-of-sale systems, of which the two largest are MJ Freeway and BioTrack, act as the verifying custodians of trades, much in the same way as a stock custodian would act in the stock market.
You know, the space that you guys in, do you worry about anything? It's legal statewide, but federal, it's still not legal. How does being a public company affect your business?
So we're very careful about, that's a great question. We're very careful about regulation and how it impacts the business. So we make sure that we keep a very close eye on both COLE memorandum data points and the state regulations in terms of how we serve customers. And part of the reason why clients want a security firm operating with them is that it's an easy way for them to get compliance advice or to make sure that they are compliant with whatever state regulations are appropriate in terms of how they're operating or moving their cash or their cannabis. And so, you know, once it comes off Schedule 1, if it ever does, there'll be some sea changes in the way firms are able to operate both in services and also in terms of the grows and dispensaries. But we expect to be fully informed before that actually happens and allow that and help them in that transition. But it does create people often say to us, you know, are you even legal? They say we're publicly traded. Say, is that even legal? And we say yes, because on a federal level, there's no issue because we don't touch the plant. All we do is handle transport of cash and cannabis and guard premises. That's it.
You know, you bring up a very good point, and I just want my listeners to understand that you guys are not in the seed to sell business. You guys are actually in the software solutions and creating solutions for all these people that are in the cannabis industry. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. We're an ancillary provider. We enable the business, and obviously we have a very vested interest in making sure that everyone stays compliant, which is why we're a drug-free company. Our guards are drug-tested. You know, you'd be surprised at you know, that's not always the case across the industry. You know, compliance is a big part of what we do. So by definition, we can't do anything that's going to be illegal.
You know, you bring up a good point, and I wanted to extrapolate from that point, is that, you know, you said you pick up cash, and correct me if I'm wrong or just educate myself and my listeners, it's hard for these companies to deposit money in the banks. When is that all that going to come to fruition? When is a better model going to come out?
So that's absolutely correct. It is difficult for some businesses that touch the plant sometimes to get bank accounts to be able to operate that in a fully sort of normalized business fashion. However, There is a strong movement towards everyone having bank accounts. There are a number of state-only banks that take cash, and people can have checking accounts and everything they need to run as a normal business. We've seen the amount of clients of ours, you know, paying us in cash drop dramatically over the last year. I would say a year ago, 90% of our clients paid us in all cash. Now, probably only 25 or 30% paying cash, the rest pay with checks. So it is happening, but on a state-by-state basis, because, of course, any bank that has a federal license cannot offer services to cannabis stores that are actually touching the plant. So that is an issue, and there are services out there that support vaulting and things like that. But, you know, we expect the long-term outlook for that is for it to go away, because eventually, whether it comes off Schedule One or whether enough state license-only banks service the sector, that is that cash only environment is dwindling.
My guest today is Zachary Vanas. He is the CEO of Helix TCX. That's the company that we're highlighting today. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol HLIX. Now, you guys are based out of Colorado, correct?
Correct.
You know, how does your cannabis fit with the Helix long-term plans? Do you guys plan on setting up shop in Washington? I think there's a couple other states that are coming on with their ballot here in November, hoping to pass recreational marijuana and set up different things. Where are we at in the process of that?
Right. So we will roll cannabis out to every single state as it becomes legal. And so, for instance, we are already in Washington State and beginning our operations there with cannabis. We will surely be in California, because once California, as everyone knows, this November is a big day, big month for California. There's a number of different questions that will be answered in terms of how California will operate as a state, recreational or medical, and the specific promulgation of regulations to sort of get that industry on more firm regulatory footing. And so once that happens, we'll also move into California. So every state that has a viable and robust regulatory framework will be in that state, both as Helix and cannabis. And we have a number of other initiatives and business lines that we're rolling out right now. We tend to, as you mentioned before, we've had very few press releases, I think only three or four in our entire existence. We tend not to say much until we've already done something. But we have a number of things that we expect to come out to the market over the next few months.
You know, in closing here, I just wanted to bring out to my listeners and everything, you guys are trading at around $2.50. Your float's kind of small, I think, around 300,000 to 400,000 shares. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Sure, thank you. I think the biggest message we would put out is that, as I mentioned, we say little and try and do a lot. And so I expect, you know, in the next few months to roll out a number of different initiatives and relationships that will be in around the same sort of order of magnitude of the ones that we've already done, which is to say our exclusive arrangements with BioTrack THC, with MJ Freeway, which brings us a lot of distribution and data into the firm, and we're going to make good use of that going forward.
Zach, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple months. Again, their ticker symbol is HLIX, and I'm going to, you know, let you go on that note.
Thank you, sir.